Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it is the first Sunday in Lent. And I'm not sure if that announcement or the snow has kept people away today. But Lent is not all the somberness that most of us grew up with, if you grew up in the church. But it is a time to refocus, to take these 40 days and direct our hearts anew toward God. And so on this first Sunday in Lent, our gospel lesson is the gospel lesson that it is every first Sunday in Lent. Though each year from a different gospel. This story is told in the first three gospels. Each of them find an important place for this story, this temptation of Jesus to happen. And in the context, it always happens at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. How it goes? Jesus is baptized. Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, led into the wilderness for 40 days. And as soon as those 40 days are over, the devil is waiting for him. Or the tempter, the accuser. Now we know that Jesus isn't going to succumb to temptation because, well, he's Jesus. But this story is so important that it makes all three of those gospels. And it has something for us as well. Temptation. It's about as common a human situation as one could ever get. But as we talked about Wednesday night, it's not just about chocolate during Lent or whatever other vices you may have. But it's temptation, the greatest temptation. Is to think we can do it ourselves. The what? The it? The temptation to do it ourselves is fill in the blank with anything you want. Isn't it? The devil tries it on Jesus. And Jesus is our model for what to say in return, how to respond when tempted. By the way, sin, just a little refresher course, is anything that we do or others do that pull us away from God, loving God, serving God, and pull us away from loving neighbor, serving neighbor. And so the devil's temptations here feed on very human things. If you are the Son of God, this isn't going to hurt anybody. Command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread. Certainly you're hungry, aren't you? Well, of course, the text said he is famished. He'd fasted for 40 days. What's the temptation? Jesus turned water into wine. He could certainly command a loaf of bread out of a stone. The temptation was that it was at the devil's command. When Jesus performed a miracle, he did it out of compassion for others. never self-serving interest. He said, man does not live by bread alone. Yes, that's where that came from. And the devil tries again. Led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said, to you I will give their glory and all this authority. Does the devil know he's talking to the King of Kings? The Prince of Peace? Of course he knows. But authority, power, it's the temptation that has worked on humankind in every generation. Humans think, if I just get enough power or authority or money, which often equates to power and authority, then my life is going to be easy. Jesus said, no. Jesus said, worship the Lord your God and only him. And then the devil takes him to the pinnacle of the temple. I haven't looked recently how tall that actually was, but you know, I'm just picturing 65 feet of our church. Go ahead, throw yourself off. God's gonna catch you. And Jesus responds again, why would I want to do that? Why put God to the test? And you know what's most frightening about how the devil tried to tempt Jesus is he used scripture to do it. I want you to think about that very carefully. He used scripture to do it. I often have this picture of, you know, a tall, handsome baritone, I've told you this before, but, you know, singing on eagle's wings to me. I'd probably follow him anywhere. I will bear you up lest you dash your foot against a stone. He was quoting scripture. He knows it better than most of us do. Which is why we have to stay close to Jesus. This morning, as I was greeting most of you, as we do in Illinois, how are you doing? Is the greeting of the day. And most of you were kind of vague. You said, like, okay, doing okay. Today's not necessarily one of those mornings when people say, I'm great, Pastor. Well, I haven't checked in with Stephen Kelly. You guys doing good? And we are so glad that Rose is back with us. But I know that many of you are carrying heavy burdens. And on a Sunday morning, I don't have time to check in and say, what is that burden that makes you say, I'm just okay? But here's the deal. You don't walk alone. Jesus gave the devil answers to the temptations, but more so, when we walk through our own temptations and have heavy burdens on our shoulders and feel like you've been in the desert for 40 days with no nourishment, spiritual or emotional or relational, you are not alone. That's why we opened with the song, "I Want Jesus to Walk with Me." Because we don't overcome the temptations ourselves. And I think that's what Christians have gotten so wrong about Lent for so many years. What can I give up? What can I prove about my fortitude, my personality, my ability to reject something or to not? When in fact Lent is more about learning to trust God. More. To address the temptations in our lives that keep us away from God. What temptations keep us from worshiping God? What temptations keep us from saying, "God, you are everything, and I put my life in your hands. And I put my prayers in your hands, and my needs, and my hopes, and my joys." And what is the temptation that keeps us from loving our neighbors? What are all of those temptations that keep us from loving our neighbors? Not just the ones we like, but the ones we disagree with. The neighbors that are near, the neighbors that are far, the neighbors that have hurt us. How do we love like Jesus loved? By walking with Jesus. And sticking close to his family, who will support and uplift us when we start buying into those temptations. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you do not walk alone. We walk together as a congregation through griefs and sorrows and worries and healings and joys and miracles, but always with our Savior leading us. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.